Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Here we go. Come on, Bobby. Bobby
Bones. Transmitting across America.
Let's go.
Welcome to another show. It's a Thursday show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room here.
Everybody's got a little something to say. We're checking in. This guy really loves fishing. Sadly, the Cowboys didn't go to the Super Bowl like he was wishing. Here he is.
Producer Eddie, everybody.
So my son says his friend owes him $100, and it's kind of my fault.
What happened?
So I got home, and he said, Dad, my friend, he made a bet with me, and he lost, and he said it was $100, and now he won't pay me. And apparently they were playing basketball. His friend said, you won't make that half-court shot. And he said, yeah, I can. $100, you won't. He shoots, drains it. And his friend's like, well, I'm not paying you. That's not a real bet. But I've been teaching my kids because they all the time, they run around the house being like, I bet you won't do that. Ooh, $5, you won't do that. So I tell them, like, if you say a dollar amount and that I bet you can't do that and they do it, you have to pay up. Like, that's just a rule in life. And so this is $100 and my son's upset.
Interesting. So what did you tell him? Like, what do you think the solution is?
I said, this is a little different. It's not your brother's. And it's a friend of yours.
Oh, that's good. Like, you can't trust people that you can't trust.
Yeah, well, at their house, they might be able to say, I bet you $1,000.
Or totally. In general in life. I don't know.
Mm. I mean...
They have kid bookies, like kids, you know, that'll take care of somebody if they don't pay up.
Enforcers?
Yeah. There should be. You know what I mean? Like, kneecaps, you know? Yeah, that's a good lesson. Like, if you're going to bet with somebody, like, you should only bet with people you know will actually follow through with the bet. And also, sometimes people say, I bet you, it doesn't actually mean it's an official bet.
Correct. But if they put a money value behind it, it's like, you're betting that money.
Especially because it contradicts what you've been teaching them.
Yeah, you got to call the kid's parents.
See, that's what I thought, too. Do I need to get involved?
Yes.
No way.
No, you don't call the parents. That's just a kid saying it. But it's, like, your kid's... The good thing is, I like it, because your kid's like, he owes me $100. But mostly he's like, if I make that bet, I owe somebody $100.
Correct, and that's what I've been trying to teach him.
So that's instilled in him, and I think that's good.
Good.
You've done your job. That other kid's just an idiot, or just a kid who just yells, I bet you, and doesn't really mean it.
So I got to tell him it's a loss?
Yeah, some people just say that word, and they don't really mean it. But our family, if we say stuff, we mean it.
Ooh, I like that.
Tell him that kid can't be trusted.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, let's go to the person that sits right next to Eddie. That's right. He has a lot of weird habits, but the strangest of them all is that he likes to eat in the bathroom stall. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Guys, I got time marches on here. I come to you as a, you know, trusted circle that I now take two sittings to watch a movie. Like, I will start a movie, and I will pause it halfway through, go to bed, and wake up and watch it the next day. It's happened to me the last two movies I've watched, and I'm like, wow, that is so weird to stop a movie in the middle and go to bed. But it's just, I can't. I get so tired, and I'm like, I got to stop it. And it's just made me realize time marches on.
In your defense, movies got a lot longer.
Is that what it is?
And you're also in your own bed and your own couch where you're comfortable anyway. So I think that's an effect. But also, movies are just too long. I don't watch movies all the way through. Really? I think the last one I watched... Mike, what was that movie? It's a foreign language. It's about a couple and their relationship. What was... Yeah, what... the worst person in the world. No, I haven't stopped that now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was really good. It's kind of dark, sad. I can't think of a movie I've watched all the way through.
Yeah, it's no. Tough. I was telling Mike about a movie the other day, and I think I told him it was, I watched episode one. And then I went back and looked at it, and I was like, oh, no, I just watched the first 25 minutes of a movie.
You didn't make it through enough about that. I was like, man, the sequel is real good. And then Mike's like, no, 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 that's the second half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, same. I just think movies are too long now, but I felt that. Amy, she swears that she hears phantom meows that aren't her cat, and she's trying to figure out the meaning behind that. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
I'm not a fan of ironing. I have an iron. At one point, I had an ironing board, but I don't even know where it is. Can't be found. So what I do now if something is wrinkled, thanks to a hack I saw online, is I do the ice cube dryer trick where I throw the item or my kid's item, whatever it is, into the dryer with a few ice cubes and just let it run for about 10 minutes. And the moisture from the ice cubes kind of steams the shirt. And then voila, wrinkles gone.
So similar to putting a wet washcloth in there.
Sure.
Because I've heard that.
Oh, another good one. Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't know the ice cube thing. And I was like, how does that work? But I think it's probably right. Some moisture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, steam.
Same as the washcloth.
Yeah.
I don't like to waste good ice, though.
Yeah, why don't you just get the item wet and throw it back in there?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know if you want to wet it all the way, because then that would take longer.
That does take longer.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm just like, if you're putting ice cubes in there, you might as well just get the shirt a little bit damp and throw it in there for 10 minutes.
But how do you get something just a little bit damp all over?
Oh, easy. You just take your hand and splash it.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah. Which, if you could do that right, it'd probably work. I would just.
That's how I've always done it whenever I have a wrinkled shirt.
You know
we all have our own methods.
I just wear a wrinkled shirt.
Oh, yeah, me too. Do you all iron?
No, I have an iron since middle school.
Sometimes on the road. On the road, I have to. Like, if I have an event, if I had to pack stuff, I'll iron. Or if it's like Vegas, you call them and you go, can I get this steamed?
Yeah.
It's like $6.
And the hotel does it for you?
Heck yeah, man.
That's cool.
Especially if it's like less than 24 hours, they'll bring it back. That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
You do that. All right, go, Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, him and his wife invented Bobby Water, and some people wonder how he got her. Hey, Bobby Bones.
Hey-o.
I like that, Ray.
A little rude there in the intro. I know how you guys feel now.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm doing this thing I mentioned called the Whole30. I don't want to say diet because it's not really a diet. It's just a different way to kind of to eat. I was going to show you guys my snacks for the day. Almonds.
Ooh.
It's the only like nut I can eat just about. So not a lot of legumes. I don't know the difference.
That's the little Ziploc bag.
Yeah, that's
well,
not
my
a lot.
Wife has sectioned all this off on me. This is plums.
Oh.
Is there a certain order or time you have to eat them?
Wait, those are plums?
Just slice them off.
That's
funny. Wow, you eat that many plums?
That's probably only plums. One or two.
Yeah, that's maybe a plum.
How big are these plums?
That's one, Amy.
Okay.
Chomp. Like, it's not beef jerky, but it's like a beef stick. Okay. What do you think is that plum?
I was picturing prunes, and I was...
Oh, yeah, different.
Trust me, that was
a massive prune.
That would be a lot of prunes, and I was worried about your stomach.
No, because that's the whole issue, right? I have all these crazy stomach problems.
Yeah.
And then I'm drinking bone broth. I drink it in the morning. Don't know why I drink it. I've seen you drink it before, but my wife prepares
it. It's got some nutrients in it. And
chicken and beef. I prefer the beef, but beef for breakfast is a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's chicken bone broth.
And chicken bones.
Yeah, the bones. Bone
and then fiber. She puts fiber in it. So that's what I'm doing. I don't feel any different yet. She's like, do you feel better? I was like, I don't yet. It's like 3 or 4 days in. Mm. So we'll go to April 1st. We'll see what's up. But it's hard to go to a restaurant and eat because I'm only eating Whole Foods. Not the restaurant, but the deal. So if I come in cranky, it ain't because this is going to change my life and you guys are going to love me even more.
All right.
And ain't that the goal?
Yes.
If I bring you all bone broth, would you do shots?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll try it. Oh. I've never had it before.
It's not bad. It's not bad. But that's what's up. Thank you, guys. Oh, you know what I eat a lot of, though?
What?
Mango.
Yum.
Mango.
Is that the stretch you in?
Yeah.
Yeah, like yellowish, so
orange?
Yeah. Candy.
Like sliced mango.
Good stuff.
Chef's kiss. I eat bags and bags. My wife had to cut me off, though. She's like, you can't eat all mango all the time. All right, let's go. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I heard you guys talking about the water bottle trick to test if your partner was cheating or not. Here's a clip of that, by the way, from TikTok.
if they have nothing to hide.
That's not mine. I don't know whose that is.
They'll admit they don't know whose it is because you've made them feel like you trust them. But if they are cheating,
thank you so much.
They'll go along with you and pretend it's theirs.
So it's you put a random water bottle in your car. Be like, oh yeah, this is yours. And you judge their reaction. Back to the email. They say, I know last time my husband would have the same reaction as Lunchbox's wife did because Lunch's wife's like, that ain't mine. And he's like, I guess you aren't cheating.
I put her to the test.
Right. I bought an old water bottle and then borrowed my husband's truck and told him I found it in there. I said, here's your water bottle. But then he pretended it was his. His exact response was, oh, okay, thanks. I was caught off guard. I never suspected him of cheating, but now I don't know what to think about it. Was he just confused? Is he hiding something? There were a couple days that went by since and we haven't talked about it. What would you do in this situation? Should I tell him I planted it and then talk about it? Should I do more investigating? Signed, worried wife. Let me say this, first of all.
Wow.
The water bottle trick is stupid.
No, it's on TikTok. It's real.
And secondly, if you're going to do this, you do it when you're already suspecting it.
She says she wasn't, which is weird.
Right.
So
she
why
was just
do
doing
it?
In fact, I heard the bit on the show, thought it'd be funny.
It's ridiculous.
And then tell him like, oh, this is a bit.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's cheating. But you only do it if you kind of already feel that way, like he is. Because otherwise, like me, if I could find this water bottle, I don't know. Oh, thanks. I wouldn't know the difference. Look, I brought this Air One cup in here today. Just because I grabbed it. I'll throw it in my car. I wouldn't remember who's and what's, and that would just be the situation. So he's not cheating on you just because of the dumb water bottle trick. Now, if you feel like he's cheating on you, then you do it, and then it fails. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a different story. It's also still stupid, but at least you have another 1% to add on to that. But no, not just because the water bottle trick. I don't know. We have 40 different types of bottles or whatever. What is this thing called?
Tumbler.
Tumblers and... Wait, let me talk about the tumbler trick.
What's that?
You pee on it. Then you take, oh, no, wow, they're all dumb. I wouldn't worry about it. If there are reasons to think about it in a different way where you feel like you was cheating, you saw some stuff, that's a whole different story. It's not.
But I feel like this, now that she's done this, she's going to start thinking everything is like weird, even when it's not.
That's on her. You can't do that.
Okay.
He didn't give you any reason not to trust her. And then you did a water... We even made fun... He's not cheating. Oh, no, hold on. Just a water bottle alone, that doesn't mean he's cheating on you.
Right.
He probably is like me and wouldn't know the difference in what water bottle was in there and what wasn't. That's all. Especially if he doesn't have a consistent water bottle. If he has a consistent water bottle, we need to talk.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'm working on it hard. Like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. you got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, so what happened?
Well, my son is just like, oh, my head is itchy. My mom, I think I have lice. It itches so bad.
How does he know about lice?
Well, he's had it before. Probably the first year he was in America. So probably 5 years ago. So we haven't dealt with it in a while. Honestly, I don't know if he really remembers it, but it was a huge deal. I had to have one of those. I went to licedoctors.com or whatever, and they send somebody to your house. And
they send someone to your house?
She said it was the worst case. Yeah.
How did
listeners told me about it.
How did he get lice? Was it in hate?
School, maybe? No, he was already here and in school. And she said it was the worst case she had ever seen.
So you have a little trauma from that?
Yeah, I do, because I felt horrible because he had been telling me that he thought he had lice for days. And I just hadn't dealt with it really before. And I was like, well, I don't see anything. Like, you're fine. I kept telling him he's fine. And then when the lice doctor comes over, she's like, this is, I've never even seen anything this bad. And she had to shave his head down to the bottom. I mean, it was, so I felt like a bad mom. And then so this time when he said it's itching, he has lice, I'm not going to ignore it. So I call him over, and I get a comb, and I sit him down. I put on gloves, and I'm parting through it.
She's in a full hazmat suit, her arms out, walking over to him.
And I'm trying to figure it all out. And to me, it looks clear. But I had dismissed it last time, not knowing. But I feel like now I know, and I feel like we're in the clear. So we're carrying on with our life, but...
Could have just been sweating. That makes your head itch. Could have been a lot of stuff.
Dry scalp.
Yeah.
So Amy could have brought lice in here?
No, I don't itch at all.
Okay.
So I don't...
Give me some toothpicks. We're checking.
Yeah, let's go.
It is wild how quickly it spreads.
Well, I have trauma with lice because I'm scratching my head right now just saying just talking about it. You see that? I'm scratching my head. There were two things that when I was in school were... I look back and I'm like, why would they even do that way? And again, but it was also forever ago. Number one has nothing to do with lice. I got free lunch when I was at school because we couldn't afford to pay lunch. So all the kids that got free lunch, and when your parents didn't make enough money, they put you in the free lunch line. But they made us get in the free lunch line next to the kids who could afford lunch. And they're our own line, our own independent line of just free lunch line. So we were always made fun of while we were standing. So there would be times I was like, I'm not even eating lunch because I'm not going to take it today. Who would do that? Who would put... All the kids who couldn't afford lunch in their own separate line at the same time, it just allowed all of us to feel less than. So, okay, we learned they probably don't do that anymore.
No. Creative thinking entered into the space and they figured out a way to not alienate kids.
The second way was I had lice a couple times. Then they would go through a class and they would go, okay, we're going to check Sue has lice. And they would get toothpicks out, and I remember Rit or whatever the thing was that you had it.
Yeah,
but they would bring a few people in, and they would go through everybody's head in class. I don't know if they do that now, but so that they would come in. All right, they go down. And it was just humiliating because they would go, positive, he has it. Mm. Bobby, out to the hallway.
Oh, my gosh, and everybody knew.
They would announce it, and then you'd have to walk a shame. Oh. Walk a shame! The walk of life shame. I would have to do it and then go sit in the hallway. And then I'd have to go home. And everybody knew what they should have done is they should do them independently somewhere, not around everybody else. So if it did happen, then they're just like, okay, we have to get this fixed. And not everybody knew. I was lice boy twice.
Oh. Yeah. That was tough. What did you do? Have to have like shampoo or something?
Yeah. My grandma put shampoo. They have, like I said, Rit or Rit. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Mayonnaise, we did that once. And I hate mayonnaise because mayonnaise apparently suffocates them. Or at least my grandma thought they would. She put mayonnaise in my hair.
Oh, my.
And I just hate mayonnaise. Maybe that's why I hate mayonnaise.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
hair product.
Although I think your hair was probably extra conditioned after that because... I think mayonnaise
is something
I
cared about then.
Moisturizer? I don't know.
Well, I hope your son is lice-free. And if he has lice, it's okay. And you'll take care of it.
Well, I mean, I hope he's lice-free because
Because you already gave up and not looking back.
I sent him to school. Like, I'm sure we're good, but that's just parents don't want to hear, oh, my head is itching.
Let's go to Lindsay in Windsor, Canada, who's on the phone right now. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was wondering if you and the Raging Idiots were ever thinking of coming to Ontario.
I mean, we would love to go play in Canada. We just don't think anybody would come.
No.
And at this stage of our career, we're not trying to build. So we're not going to play small shows to hopefully build an audience because we'll just be losing money. So if we thought people would come, we would go for sure. But we don't think people will come.
Well, it sounds like you have one person.
Well, yeah, Lindsay.
That's one.
Yeah. We'd have to go to Lindsay's house to
Lindsay
have a show.
Lindsay could bring her friends.
Yeah.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Lots of friends would come.
Yeah. How many friends?
You never thought anybody would come to Vegas, but you sold out in a day.
That's true, but that's also Vegas. And
Ontario's pretty cool.
I know. I'd love to play a show there. But I don't, as of right now, we don't have plans to. But if something said, man, you have a massive audience in Ontario, Eddie and I would be there. Well, not tomorrow, but we would be there soon.
Not tomorrow because I don't have a passport. Yeah. I have to get that.
Oh, my. You still have a passport?
Still don't have it.
Lindsay, we would love to. I'll tell you what, I want to go look at some data. I can look at podcast downloads. I can look at stream. I can look at all this and see what cities, what areas. And if we go and look at Windsor, Ontario, and it's just killing, we'll definitely make a few calls, see if we can do it.
Come on.
And I mean, Windsor is only a hop, skip, and a jump from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, it's right across. Yes, it's right there. It's easy.
Yeah.
Windsor would be the easiest of everyone. So let me look at it. You bring up a great point. Maybe I just look at Detroit, too. But it's... And the border's open now, so let me look at it, okay?
Sure.
Thank you very much for asking question.
We'd love you to come. We'd love to come and see you.
Well, we'd love to come up there, especially if it pays. All right, Lindsay, thank you for the call. Hope you have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Jong Park is the owner of a Korean restaurant called Dynamite Korean Street Food and Sushi Grill in Las Vegas. And so recently he got diagnosed with neck cancer, stage 4 neck cancer. So it's really rough. And one of his employees said, you know what? He's so awesome. He keeps coming to work every day, but the restaurant is struggling. So he sent an email and reached out to a TikToker named Keith Lee. And he's a big food critic on TikTok. Said, hey, man, my owner is awesome. He has stage 4 cancer and the restaurant's really struggling. Could you come review it? So he goes to Vegas. He reviews the food and gives it like a good rating. Next thing you know, a bunch of people are coming. Here he is talking about it.
He said today was so busy, he stopped counting. He said it was a minimum of 100 people from different states, from different places. And a lot of people say they came from the video. God is amazing. I'm appreciative and I'm thankful for everybody who traveled there and everybody who's really friendly.
So is Keith Lee.
Awesome.
And so is the worker who sent the note.
Yeah, right, his employee.
I wonder if in the video they mentioned his struggle. I would assume they mentioned his struggles with cancer too, right?
I think the whole story was on there, so everyone just helped out.
Like, I want to go and have some Korean food right now.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to Vegas.
And the thing about everybody from all the different states, that's the place where everybody goes from all different states.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So people are already there. They're probably looking at TikTok. They probably don't know China's controlling it. And they're going to go have some Korean food, you know?
Yeah, so can I shout out the restaurant again?
Please do.
That's Dynamite Korean Street Food and Sushi Grill in Las Vegas.
What, you know what part?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's the Strip.
But
is that
Strip.
Okay, all right.
The Strip costs too much to rent a place, or like to have a place.
Well, we'll just give it a Google
like
and find
M&M's
out
M&M store stays in business? I have no idea.
Oh, the big one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
M&M's have that kind of money? They just rent that big, massive place on the Strip?
And the bubblegum shrimp. It's been there forever.
Yeah, who goes to bubblegum? I've never been to bubblegum. I don't even know if it's good or bad.
Me either.
Maybe they got their rent grandfathered in, like, years ago.
Anyway, thanks, Eddie.
Yeah, you're
welcome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I got an email. It makes me nervous. I want to read it to you. I handle PR for the Great Tennessee Air Show. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels Flight Demonstration Squadron will headline this year in June. But on Wednesday, June 7th, the Blue Angels will offer a key influencer a ride in its number 7 jet, the one with 2 seats. Given Bobby's amazing support of St. Jude and other charities, we think he'd make an excellent candidate for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Do you think that he would be arrested? That's what it feels like. Interested. Many thanks. They signed their name. It's one of those jets in your face, upside.
Blue Angels, yeah, like
you
baby.
You might pass out.
Yeah.
Both. And I get really motion sick.
Oh, man.
And I'm also quite the pud. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So, like, my instinct says, do I want to do it? I just feel like physically, for me, as somebody whose stomach is weak, who I get on an elevator and get car sick, I can't ride in the back seat. I feel terrible for 3 hours. I don't like flying.
That should tell you right there.
The color blue, meh. I'm more of a red guy. Like, everything about this feels wrong. But I also can't pass up this opportunity, right?
Wow.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you should, but I'm shocked.
Why don't you think I should?
Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. How cool.
You said you don't think I should.
I don't think you should pass it up.
Okay. Oh, got it. So you think I should actually do it.
I think you should do it, but I'm shocked you're also considering it.
I'm worried about you, though. You're going to look like such a sissy in front of these guys. Like, these people are tough, and they fly, and they do it, and they have fun, and you're going to be like, and you're going to look like a little sissy.
I obviously have no problem with looking like a sissy, because I have a whole TV show about me being a sissy called Breaking Bobby Bones.
True.
So that part, I'm not trying to be anything I'm not, but I mean, should I do it? Yes or no, Amy?
Yes.
Okay, for your enjoyment or for mine?
No, for your, like, this is something you're going to look back on and be like, wow, so cool I did that.
Okay. Eddie?
100% you should do it. Like they said, this is a once in a lifetime thing. And these are the kinds of things you don't pass by. Like, you got the offer, do this. Will you do it? I don't think you will.
Well, that'd be the second question. So, but do you think I should do it?
100% you should do this.
Lunchbox?
No, it's a bad look for our show. It's a bad look for your image. It's just bad, bad, bad when you get up there and puke all over everybody and pass out.
I wonder if I do puke, does it go over the other person that's in the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Does it go all over the window?
Yeah.
I'll probably puke.
Oh, boy.
Because I'll have to get the inside windshield
wipers. No, but you have a mask on, I think. I see him with masks on.
Oh, that's true. I puke in the mask. I have to eat it back.
Then you choke and it's over.
Die. Asphyxiation.
I mean, just imagine the news story. CNN. Oh, radio host, TV host, pukes in the Blue Angel.
I don't think that makes the news, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Well,
okay, so two to one. Ray?
Maybe.
Should I do it?
No.
Oh.
What?
You shouldn't do it?
No, I mean, it's an awesome opportunity, but if your gut doesn't tell you, why are you doing it? I don't get it.
I am scared to fly.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes, you should absolutely be doing this. You're never going to get a chance like this again, and it's only going to happen one time.
Okay, will I do it?
There we go.
Because I'm not there yet. Amy?
I'm trying to look up throwing up in a jet.
Why would you want to see
I want to
that?
Know what happened. No, I'm not to see what happened. I need to know what's... I want to tell you what's going to happen.
Do you think I'll do it? Yay or nay?
You know what? For the sake of positivity, yay.
No, not for the sake. Like,
do you really think you'll
really
do
think
it?
I'll do
your
it?
Gut tells you he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I will?
Yes.
Lunchbox?
Let's go.
Ready? No chance.
I don't think you'll do it. You'll chicken out.
Morgan?
On. Yeah, I think you'll do it for the plot. You can post stuff on social media. It'll be great content.
I do That's want true. A picture of me getting in the plane in that full suit.
You're not going to space, Mom.
But if they still give you a flight suit with like the mask and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe let me do that, then I can get off.
I was going to say, just take the picture and then get out.
Ray?
Oh, my God.
No way, Jose.
So 3-2, you don't think I'll do it?
Yeah. I mean, your nickname is No Stones Bones, so.
Oh, my gosh. One of the frequently asked questions is, how often do Blue Angels crash?
Oh, well
yeah.
Well, just because it's a question. And why would you say that right now?
Hey, it's happened. It's happened before.
Maybe like once out of 10 million times.
I'm
like
under FAQ. Also, nausea, disorientation, headaches,
vomit. That's every car. I'm in the car.
And then incapacitated.
What does that mean?
Is that when your head gets cut off?
Out of it.
No, that's you don't have the ability to do
that. Decapitated.
Oh, yes.
Like, whoa, decapitated.
What in the world?
Wow, you guys don't think I'll do it.
Uh-uh. No, man, like you said, you can't even get on an airplane and be like free without
maybe,
I don't like flying.
If you take Dramamine, does that
help? It doesn't work. I've tried my whole life.
Dramamine, isn't that for deep sea fishing?
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I wonder if I could get somebody on the phone from that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like one of the angels.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. You guys don't believe in me? That's what I
leave. I do.
No. You said for the sake of positivity.
No.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. It's time for TikTok show and tell. This started because Morgan's like, hey, I saw on TikTok that, you know those clips that girls, women wear in their hair? It's like the claw that kind of goes into each.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That when people get into car accidents and they're wearing them, doctors are like having to pull them out of their heads.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Because they smash the back of their heads. In the
Yeah. It's not like if you just wear a scrunchie, that ain't smashing anything. Right. I go all scrunchy all the time. I don't do that claw. So I said, hey, come back and have something for TikTok show and tell. And I will go first. I've been doing a little Mr. Fix-It around my house a little bit. I still haven't figured out the TV.
Oh, no.
I went to the plug-in.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
no button to push to reset it. Okay. There's no button. So I went to my fuse box. What's it called?
Yeah, a fuse box. That's fine.
It's called a fuse box?
Circuit box.
What is breakers.
Okay, whatever that is. Yeah. And then I have no idea, so I got to call somebody. But I did fix the garage doors. And I also learned the many uses of WD-40.
Oh.
And I want to play this for you. Right. This guy, JMG8TOR, Jim Gator is how I would say it if I were saying it, has almost 2 million followers. He gives really useful home repair tips and even tricks you didn't know even existed. And this is all the things that you can use WD-40 for.
WD-40, it'll clean your shower glass, it'll clean any glass, it'll clean your mirrors, it'll clean stains off your countertops, it'll take magic marker, permanent marker off your walls, it'll take spray paint off your vehicle, it'll take door ding paint marks off of your vehicle. Yes, it'll clean your stainless steel appliances, it'll get gum out of your hair, it'll get gum out of your carpet, it'll clean stains on your clothes, it'll clean gold, silver, copper, removes rust. I mean, it does just about everything. So if you didn't know, now you know. Next.
Wow.
WD-40.
Who knew?
You can eat it, you can drink it, you can I mean, it just felt like you're going to go to all that.
Hilarious.
It's like what we used to think Robitussin did when you were sick. It fixed anything. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, just take some Robitussin. But some of that stuff that I found crazy was the hands, like taking marker off your hands or the wall. WD-40 can do that.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good. I think every parent or just me who works with a Sharpie every single day could use that.
Oh, yeah,
gum in the carpet.
I mean, marker on the coffee table. I'm going to try this.
I have another one that was interesting about fabric softener. Because I learned, and I don't wash much. I'll be honest with you. Ain't a lot of clothes washing for me that's being done. So Jess_loves_Target, which is Jess Loves Target, because I want to give her credit, talks about how buying fabric softener and scent beads is a scam, and it's actually bad for your washing machine and your clothes. Oh. Listen to this.
Majority of repairs come from too much fabric softener, just fabric softener in general. It's killing your machines. It's coating your clothes in wax. And then they came up with scent beads. Ooh, let's do scent beads, because they know women will fall for anything that smells good. You need 2 tablespoons of detergent or 1 pod. Wash your clothes, use a little white distilled vinegar if you want to. That's what I do. And then wool balls in the dryer. Everything is perfectly clean and you're not ruining your machine. Do it, and I'm telling you, you will fall in love with it as well as save a ton of money.
I like that.
I didn't know that was causing the machine to, like, fabric softener was causing the machine to mess up.
Well, me neither, but white vinegar, distilled white vinegar in laundry, especially for kids and their stinky stuff, it's amazing.
You're going to smell like a pickle, though?
Yeah,
hey, don't mind if
I do. No odor, but it eliminates it.
Tick tock. Show and tell, Amy.
Okay, so if you have tarnished silverware, I saw on TikTok when you're putting everything in the dishwasher, wad up a ball of foil and then stick it over where your silverware is. And then anything you put in the washing machine, but especially your silverware, is going to come out shinier than it's ever been before. Because something to do with how the foil is made and the soap and the hot water, it makes it, like, takes the tarnish out. Which, I mean, that's something a lot of us deal with.
So ball up some foil.
Make it in your fist, like the size of a baseball, and stick it in the little thing where the silverware goes.
Yes.
Like, stick it down in there. It's not going to move. And the chemical reaction between the soap, the foil.
Will you die of poison or something?
Oh, yeah.
No, because you eat. You use foil. It rinses with hot water and takes away.
Yeah,
and also you wrap food in foil and
absolutely.
Still eat it. It might be killing us. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Next up, TikTok. Show and tell, Eddie.
Okay, so people that have kids, you know, the safety device on top of medicine bottles, yeah, you want that, right?
Right.
But if you're single and you don't have kids, this is mind blown. Look, you can take the top off of it.
Okay.
And then there's another top that's connected to the bottle. That's not childproof. So only the top part of the medicine bottle is childproof.
So you can take that off and just leave the other one forever.
Yeah.
How do you take it off?
You just pull it right off, guys. Look.
So could a kid do that?
Well, yeah, they could. I guess it's kind of bad if you have kids.
So you just throw all the kids
out. No, but you keep the childproof one on.
You can, but, you know, once you put it on, it doesn't really work. It kind of just stays the way it's like.
So what did I learn here?
Well, like, if you just don't want to mess with bottles, like, oh, gosh, I can't open this, just take the top part of it off, and then you put you screw it back on, and it's no longer childproof. It's like a regular top.
Got it. So the childproof cap has 2 parts in it, and you can take, got it.
And once you take the top part off, it's no longer childproof, and you can just open it right up.
Got it. Lunchbox, take, talk, show and tell.
Guys, I learned all about dumpster diving and what you can find. Salty Stella on TikTok, all she does is dumpster dive, and I mean, she finds everything. And this is her at Bed Bath & Beyond.
All right, TikTok, we got this blender. We got that Shark compact vacuum, the Revlon brush, coffee grinder. There are sheets and curtains. People ask, when's the best time to go diving? I always tell them, anytime. I dive at all different times of all different days. But the end of the month, beginning of the next month, you're sure to find some food. Half the time, it's not even expired, and it's perfect for donating to your local food pantry.
Unbelievable. She had pots, pans, curtains. I mean, sheets. It was amazing.
Why don't you go dive and let us know what you found?
Yeah.
Well, I can go dive, but I have to go outside of our county.
Why?
Certain counties, it's illegal.
You got a warrant out for your arrest in this one? What? That's what it sounds like. He's like, I can do it, but not here.
No, some people frown upon diving, which I don't understand. If you're throwing it away.
Frown upon, though, is not illegal.
Why can you not die? Like, I don't get it. If you're throwing it in the dumpster, why can't I go get it? If well, you don't like, want it.
Food, for example, they don't want you getting the food and then eating it and getting sick or giving it to somebody else. They get sick, and it's because of it. But yes, I agree.
But I mean, this lady gets all sorts of food. I mean, it was.
Love it.
Crazy.
Years ago, I was into couponing that one week. And
yeah, you went to the dump.
I went and I got in dumpsters and I found so many coupons.
Yeah, then you never used
them. People just thought, yeah, I had a coupon
but
book.
But it was coupons. Yeah, right, I get a book, but I'm saying you never, well, it's for stuff you weren't going to buy anyway.
I went to the grocery store and it just took me forever to check out because I just didn't have a system and I was like, well, this is exhausting.
Ray, did you bring one in?
Yeah, those annoying stickers that come on glasses, picture frames, mirrors, typically stuff with glass or kids' toys, you can never get off. You just use a blow dryer and they come right off. We've done it maybe for months and it's phenomenal.
Like a golf club. It's on the stick and it's hard to peel that thing off. That's where I know it from. That's a good one. So a blow dryer gets it off?
Yeah, and the lady's name is Lennia, L-E-N-N-I-A-M-C, and she's the folding queen. So maybe she does different stuff on TikTok now.
Morgan?
I found out that solo cups, so if you want to measure a drink, the lines on them actually measure beer, shots, and wine. So, like, the bottom one is a one shot, the middle one measures wine, and the top two are for beer. And so you don't need anything else to do it.
Eddie, is your mind blown?
Amazing.
I've known that. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I had no idea. Wow. So are they like cups and ounces too, or is it just kind of shot, beer, wine?
No, it's ounces.
Yeah, okay. It's like, it's in ounces, but that just tells you exactly what they are.
It's just drunks go shot, beer, wine, when actually it's just in ounces to begin with.
That's legit.
That's like good, though.
1 ounce, 4 ounce, 8 ounce, 12 ounce.
Yeah, so
awesome.
Cool.
And did you know that the writer, the Brett Solo Cup, never got anything from the Red Solo Cup company?
Seriously?
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, right? They did that.
Not even free cups?
I don't think so, buddy. All right, that is TikTok Show and Tell. A voicemail from Jonathan.
I heard you talking about daylight savings time, and then I seen where the Senate passed where they're not going to do daylight saving times, and I was confused. So are they doing it this spring maybe, not this fall? I was just going to have you guys clear that up. Thanks.
We're still having it. It's the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
I believe what has happened is that it was passed but never signed. Because it's got to pass and then the president's got to sign it. Or there was some, all three had to go through. There wasn't enough that actually agreed on eliminating it. So we got our hopes up and then nothing.
Oh, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
But I really need that daylight to be longer because I just want to play on the street corner with all my friends.
I know.
Thank you. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com.
class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So research says that most of us feel a lot younger in our minds than we really are.
Absolutely. Yeah. I did this filter on my TikTok, teenage filter.
Mm-hmm.
I did a whole video and it's got a couple hundred thousand views. And literally it makes you look like you were a kid. It's really, really a creepy but awesome filter. And it made me look like I was cute when I was a teenager. And my message was, hey, if I looked this good when I was a teenager, I wouldn't be here. I'd busted teeth. I had all these things that made me develop like a personality and a character. But then when I look at that, and then at the end, it swaps off back to your real face. You're like, oh, God, I'm old.
It's like they turn the lights on.
It takes that juxtaposition, yeah, to go. Because otherwise, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, still got it, baby. 25. But yeah, I think we all feel... And I remember asking our old boss, Jay Shannon, who's now in Dallas, because he was 15 or so years older than I was. And I was like 22 doing mornings. And I was like talking to him. I was like, do you still feel like you're 22? And he goes, yeah, inside my guts, inside my body. But not, I mean, outwardly, I don't look like it. But you never actually lose that. And so I've always thought about that. But yeah, I think most of us probably think we look and feel younger than we actually are.
Yeah, which
except for me, which I just look like young and feel young.
No offense, Jay Shannon, if he hears this, but
offense never starts well, by the way.
I know. I probably shouldn't say that.
It's going to be bad.
But like, I remember thinking he was so old, but now we're his age, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. That even need to be said, though. It's one of those things where...
Wow.
Jay is right now listening.
Yeah,
when someone goes, "Yeah, this is," I'm not saying this hurts your feelings. It's going to hurt your feelings. Like, no offense, you're going to be offended. Go ahead.
Let me get to the study. It found that we tend to think and feel that we're about 20% younger than we are. So, if you're 30, that means in your mind you feel 24. If you're 50, you feel more like mid to late 30s.
I feel about
say your age.
42, and I feel about 35, 34, 35. And I often get confused when people are like, wait, how old are you? And I'm like, exactly. Like whenever I go and, you know, I'm at the gas station or when I went to vote, they're like, are you of age? And I'm I'm 18.
No, they did not.
Okay, go ahead.
These are things that we should have learned in high school. Lifehacker.com put together a list. And, you know, some of it's like, you know, that new cars are a bad investment or how to split complicated bills at a restaurant or, you know, good time management. But they're also saying, like, that happiness takes work. How to give a compliment. That hydration is life.
The art of haggling and negotiation.
All that hydration is, that's a massive part of it.
I know, I wish I would have learned that in high school.
And it's so, such a fundamental thing, we often disregard it. I do too. I probably live dehydrated way more than I should. Being hydrated, drinking enough water is such a big deal in overall health.
You don't think about it.
You don't think about it because it's just a normal everyday thing.
Yeah.
That and sleep. But splitting the check, I'll just cover it.
Yeah, baller.
Okay. Not because I'm baller, I don't want to deal with it.
I got this.
Two reasons. One, I don't want to deal with it. And two, I hated people paying for me as a kid. I was charity to a lot of people. So now it's like, I'm going to do it. I'm happy to do it. Let's go.
Well, and three, you just want to pay super fast and get it over with.
And true. Four, I want to make sure the wait staff doesn't get jobbed on a small tip because I'll tip 50 to 100% depending on.
100?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Wow.
Just depends. But yeah, usually 50 minimal. Listen, I'm very blessed to be where I am right now. And I waited tables and got not good tips sometimes. And so someone asked me that on a Q&A on Instagram. Like, hey, what do you do? Like, what's the deal? Like, what do you like? What do you, giving back, not charity-wise, like, how do you feel it? What's important? I'm like, tipping. Because I always had jobs that I needed tips and depended on other people. So if I can be the person people depend on, let's go. And I want to be the person they walk in, they're like, oh, we want him.
Well, I now guess they it's will. Good, too, if you say it publicly, it holds you accountable. Like, yeah. You're going to do it.
Oh, I don't care about that part.
And did you say 50 cents or 50%?
50%. Usually 50%.
Oh.
Yeah. Crazy. Unless it's like a huge group dinner and it's like way, way, way high. Then it'll be 40 to 50%, but I don't do 100 on that
one. So what about when they say it's included? It's already like gratuity.
I still hit it.
Oh, man.
Because I can, and I feel like if somebody could have for me, I would have appreciated that. That's the only reason. Man. I was about to say I never talk about it, but I'm doing it right now. Yeah. But I do it hopefully for the sake of people like understanding why. All right, what else?
Well, there was one final one, and it's for Lunchbox. In high school, we should have learned how to deal with police, what to do in an emergency, because Lunchbox just calls 911 about anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you're the only person on the show that's been to jail.
Yeah, I mean, I've dealt with police my whole life.
Okay, but you've not been a criminal. You did a radio bit gone wrong.
LWC?
Yeah, Little White Criminals.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Old Dominion, they were doing a show, and Matt Ramsey saw a sign from a guy that said, hey, I want to come play guitar with you for Nowhere Fast. So Matt was like, okay, come on up here, Ty. And he took the stage and he even threw in some great harmonies.
Yeah, Brad's done.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Once I saw Green Day, I tell that story again. Yeah, my favorite story. I do all the sound effects. Yeah, anyway, we'll move on.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When Trent Johnson, principal of Cypresswood Elementary School in Humble, Texas, heard that one of his fifth grade students was being bullied, he's like, let me figure out what's going on. So the child was being teased by his classmates because he had old, worn out shoes. So the principal said, hey, buddy, like, didn't make a big deal about it. Let's go to the mall. So they go to the mall. They go to the shoe store. They find him some shoes that he likes. And it's just one of the several examples of this principal doing things to try to fight bullying that's not, hey, you, stop bullying. Like, he's almost trying to go down to the core or to help the kid. And for whatever reason, being made fun of, trying to eliminate that.
Yeah.
And so he hosts student gatherings in the mornings. He has students on Friday where he offers free food. Because we'll go anywhere for free food.
Yeah.
You know, free food. Yeah, I'm in. What's the meeting about? Don't even care. So he says, one of the things we must be mindful of is how we respond to bullying. We sit down with the teachers, the students, and the community to build a plan to serve those kids best and keep them safe. The principal showing the importance of standing up against bullying by using communication, kindness, and compassion. I think that's pretty cool. Trent Johnson, principal of Cypresswood Elementary School in Humble, Texas, which Humble's right outside of Houston, right?
Right outside of Houston.
Yeah, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.